तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
Homelessness NSW has backed urgent calls for a coronial inquest into the death of Bikram Lama. Lama, who came to Australia from Nepal, was reportedly found near St. James Station in Hyde Park in Sydney last December, where he had been rough sleeping. SBS Nepali spoke with Homelessness NSW CEO Dom Rowe, who says an inquest is vital to understand the circumstances of Lama's death. What does Homelessness NSW think about this whole situation? You've obviously backed urgent calls for a formal coronial inquest. Can you please tell us about that?
Well, look, this is a really tragic situation and we need to get to the bottom of how it occurred. We think that there have been some policy failures that have led to Bikram Lama's death and they need to be investigated so that what's happened to Mr. Lama doesn't happen to anyone else again.
When did you first know about his situation?
We heard about it from services on the ground that knew Mr. Lama and had been working with him to give him the supports he needed to have dignity while he was living on the streets.
And this was this year or like last year?
This year.
This year, after all the news came out?
Yes, that's right.
And you just mentioned policy failures. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what changes that need to be done or let's say what the gap is actually?
The gap at the moment, we've got in New South Wales over 2,000 people sleeping rough on the streets, and those people suffer from a number of health consequences that mean that they often find themselves passing away earlier than most, so at the age of 44, which is a lot younger than people that are not living on the streets. And in terms of policy change, we need to see greater support for homelessness services so they can give people like Mr. Lama the level of support he needs while he's living on the street and looking for housing options. We also know that there needs to be more housing options for people living on the street so that they can get off and get away from what are quite difficult circumstances where they will be suffering from the elements, suffering from other dangers that living on the streets pose. But we need to make sure that we have appropriate social housing for people like Mr. Lama to be able to access. The other thing to say about Mr. Lama is, unfortunately, he was a non-resident and that meant that he received no income support, no housing support and had very little hope that his situation was going to change. The government needs to do something about that. We need to ensure that everyone that is living in New South Wales and across Australia is given the dignity of life that we expect most humans or all humans to have.
Mm-hmm. In his case, what do you think led to this situation? Why do you think it happened the way it did?
Well, my understanding is it was on some very hot days that were happening in Sydney. The temperatures were rising to 40 degrees and a man in his situation who doesn't have shelter will be greatly exposed to those conditions. And so although we don't know the reasons yet as to why he died, we do know that around the time there was that really hot condition and hot weather. And that's exactly why we need a coronial inquest, so that we can know the causes of Mr. Lama's passing. Mm-hmm. Without that coronial inquest, we just won't know for sure.
Yeah, just asking a little bit more on that. Why do you think a coronial inquest is important?
Because it really investigates the facts surrounding a person's passing. It looks at the context for that person. It looks at the services that they interact with. It looks at the level of government involvement in that person's life. And we need to know all of that. We need that investigation to take place with in a proper court so that we can get to the bottom of what happened to Mr. Lama. And of course, the thing we want to ensure is that what happened to Mr. Lama just doesn't happen again. And that's why we need a coronial inquest to make sure that's the case.
And at Homelessness NSW, how often do you get people who are non-residents or on visas asking for help?
It's really regular out there. In some estimates have as high as in the Sydney city region, have it as high as one in five people that are sleeping rough on the streets are actually people that don't have a visa at the moment. And that's because they just can't get the level of support that they need to maintain dignity and to maintain good health. They don't get income support and they don't get housing support. So they have very little hope. If you're a non-resident sleeping on the streets, you have very little hope of really getting out of that situation.
Mm-hmm. Are there any practical measures that, as the CEO of Homelessness NSW, that you could suggest or that you think need to be done to support this cohort? Because you've obviously, you see people every day who go through this situation, you're dealing with it directly. So anything from your end?
So I think firstly, people in this situation need income support. It's inappropriate that they have no income support. They don't know where their next meal is going to come from. And we should ensure that people in our society have human dignity. And so income support is essential to that. The second thing that they should have access to is the health services they need to maintain good health. We want to make sure that they can function properly in our society. And to do that, they need access to doctors and nurses that can help them when they need it. And the third thing we need to make sure is that people that are non-residents should have access to some form of housing, and that should be government-supported housing, because we want to make sure our society is as cohesive and harmonious as possible. And part of doing that is making sure that our most vulnerable citizens or most vulnerable people are treated with dignity.
Surrounding this situation after this news came out, obviously it was a shock for many people, or let's say it was a shock for everybody. People have also raised questions over community services and homelessness services, saying why didn't they provide support or anything like that. Can you shed a little light on how asking for support and helping rough sleepers works? Like, do they have to come to you, or do you also go to them on the streets? Or sometimes there's also situations where we hear about, we did go to help somebody on the street, but they did not want help. Can you shed a little light on this whole scenario?
Yeah, so what homelessness services do is they run what we call outreach teams. And that's where a group of people with varied skill sets will walk in various parts of the city or various parts of a suburb and go and talk to the people that are experiencing or sleeping rough or being street sleepers. And they will offer them a range of supports. That might be health supports if they can. It might be trying to get them or understand where their housing application is up to for social housing. It might be giving them something as simple as food, clothing, or bedding so that they are safer than what they were before. People then, you know, take that help. Oftentimes, though, you have to understand that people that are sleeping rough have gone through incredible amounts of trauma, not only before they came onto the street, but also while they've been on the street. So they can be quite distrustful of services coming to help them. And it takes some time for a homelessness service to build trust with people that are sleeping rough so that they know or understand that the person is there to help them rather than hinder them.
And obviously keeping in mind that the authorities have not yet officially identified the identity, I also wanted to ask, Homelessness NSW's office is not very far from the alleged, the said location, St. James Station. Was Mr. Lama any time under your radar?
No, so Homelessness New South Wales is actually the peak body for homelessness services. So any organisation that's seeking to end homelessness in New South Wales, we represent them to government and to the community. So we did not have any direct contact.
Mm-hmm. And do you provide any particular services for people on visas? Like if someone like that came for help, what would be their process, I guess? Because that's the question that this whole situation has recently raised.
Yeah, so if someone came to us that was a non-resident and was seeking shelter, we would refer them to one of the homelessness services we represent and ones that we know work closely with non-residents to try and get that person the help that they were asking for.
How often have you heard of situations like this? Or let's say, when was the last time something like this came across?
Pretty regularly, unfortunately. So it happens a few times a year that I hear of it, and that means it's happening a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think people like us, like everyday people, can do anything from our end?
Yes, I do think you can. I think you can show people dignity and politeness when you see them sleeping rough on the streets. They've gone through some pretty extraordinary and traumatic things, and so should be respected for the fact that they have been able to survive that. And so any politeness that you can show to people sleeping on the street is a good thing. The second thing I'd say is it's really wonderful when members of the public actually donate to homelessness services and help contribute some of their resources to really making sure that people that are having it tough are getting a better go of it and getting better support. So one of the things that is happening at the moment in New South Wales is there's been investment in social housing, but we need more investment in social housing. But unfortunately, we have homelessness services absolutely overwhelmed, and they need extra funding to be able to meet the demand that there is at the moment from people experiencing homelessness. They want to be able to give people dignity, but they're just not getting the funding that enables them to do that.
Homelessness NSW CEO Dom Rowe speaking with SBS Nepali. We would like to inform you that the opinions expressed in the segment are those of the talent themselves. If this content has caused any distress, listeners seeking support with mental health can contact Lifeline on 131114, Beyond Blue 1300224636, Suicide Callback Service 1300659467, for children between the age of 5 to 25, Kids Helpline 1800551800. In an emergency, call 000. For translating and interpreting services, contact 131450. Visit the SBS Mind Your Health portal for content in various languages. For more news and podcasts, search SBS Nepali Podcast online and follow us on your favorite platforms like Apple Podcast and Spotify, or download the SBS Audio app today. For more content, visit our website sbs.com.au/Nepali.
SBS South Asian.
Online र सोशलमा थप सामग्रीहरू पाउनुहोस् sbs.com.au/nepalima जानुहोस् वा फेसबुकमा SBS नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्
लाइक शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस् SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्